This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cowboys overreactions or not.
All right, let's go. Let's go right to it. Let's start with Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott hasn't been a top 10 NFL quarterback since Halloween.
Well, comparing it, you know, I haven't gone and checked out who the top 10 quarterbacks have been, but they went 1-3 after his return from the calf strain. In November, they've lost to Denver, Kansas City, and the Raiders. For the month, Todd Archer putting this out, for the month, he was 103 of 160 for 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. November marked his lowest yards per game average, lowest completion percentage, and most sacks. Final 8 quarters of the month, he did not have Amari. Final 6 quarters, did not have CeeDee Lamb because of the concussion. So when I go and look at the past few games, the Denver game, I thought that was a big team fart. And you know, I don't use that word a ton.
Wow.
They recover against Atlanta. The Kansas City game was weird. I'm going to say he's been a number 10 type quarterback, but slow start against the Raiders. Nothing against Kansas City, but he was missing a lot of pieces as well. The question here with Dak is, and this could be a RJ Choppy type study.
Oh.
And this was my big worry about him, and it can apply to all quarterbacks. When he doesn't have everyone, that's another one of my big Cowboy takes. When they don't have everyone, what are they? Do they have to have everyone?
I thought that was a Jason problem. Only when Jason didn't have everybody that they were bad.
Well, earlier this year they haven't had Tank.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't have Tyron. Do they have to have everybody in order to compete for the Super Bowl? Right now it feels like that. Feels like they have to have all the receivers. And they're going to have the defensive ends on the field as well.
Even though
they've been missing Gregory, they've been missing Lawrence, they were missing Gallup. They won early this year while missing some guys.
Yeah, they did. They did. You start getting cluster injuries.
Yep.
When you miss multiple guys, that becomes tough to overcome.
But he needs to pick it up. Like, I'd like to see him be more consistent.
Absolutely does.
True or false? And by the way, he's going to Thursday night. I'm calling a big game for Dak.
Okay.
Big game. Big game hot take.
We're going big game hunting here.
Big game hunting. Dak Prescott will ball out Thursday night.
True or false, it's always something with this team.
True.
Is it ever?
All the time. That's my wife's number one reaction. She's sending me, Mike McCarthy, COVID? Like, it's just always something. And look, it's what we talk about. And being in this market covering them, it's always something with everyone except New England for 20 years, right? But it is always something. People think that the Cowboys are just allergic to success.
Yeah. You know, there are people and teams out there allergic to success. There just are. Like, you know, you get close to it, you don't handle success well. You don't handle being in a good position very well. Some people thrive off of drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, right here. Raise my hand. I thrive off toxicity. I do. I thrive off that.
More on that at 7:40 this morning. More on that. 7:40. Don't miss it.
Next one. The turnovers masked how bad of a defense this really is.
Yeah, but I don't want to say how bad. The turnovers masked the defense, no doubt about it. Like, your defense, it's tough. They're just inconsistent. That's the word for it. I thought it was going to get fixed totally against Minnesota. And then you got stomped by Denver. You faced the sorry Falcons. You did a really nice job against Kansas City. And then you got pass interference and couldn't take advantage of the Raiders without Darren Waller. Like, the Cowboys' defense in that game, again, you're missing your defensive ends and some of your secondary got exposed. But absolutely, the turnovers masked. We said that all along.
I think they did. You know, like this, turnovers are great, but they're never something you can count on. And I know these coaches love to say you can count on them because you practice them. But you can't count on the other team making mistakes because you don't know when those mistakes are going to happen. You just have to capitalize when you actually kind of find it, when it falls in your lap. Diggs is a great job of that. You know, Diggs, how many of the interceptions that he has he actually forced himself? Versus, was he just in the right place at the right time, and his skill set was, man, that dude has some great hands. So, who knows?
Where are the Cowboys defensively? Like, right now, they're tied for 19th in points against. They're giving up 23 points a game. But DVOA and LMNOP and all these other stats.
Well, I'm looking up the LMNOP right now.
Okay.
I will get that to you.
But the Cowboys defense, they're inconsistent and they're not a good defense. Right. They feel average.
Okay. Well, here you go.
Their ceiling was always going to be above average until they get these DNs back.
Their DVOA on defense, which is a per play. So basically DVOA is per play. How much better than average are you? They're fourth in the NFL in overall defensive efficiency.
Okay, so that tells us what? They have a really good defense?
That their pass defense is third. Their run defense is 19th. Okay, now that's not good. But they're 17% better than league average against the pass. That's really, really, really solid. And they've played the eighth most difficult schedule according to the other team's offenses. Not overall, but the other team's offenses. So that's pretty good. It's a good, efficiency-wise, it's a pretty good defense the Cowboys have. Next one. This is not a Super Bowl contender.
They can make it to the Super Bowl. Right now, it's Green Bay, Arizona. Cut it off in the NFC. It's Green Bay, Arizona, and everything else is a toss-up. I think, obviously, the Rams are a toss-up. We're like the Rams right now. And then Tampa Bay, I think, is a toss-up. If you're going to give them a slight edge over us, they should have lost to Indy the other day. But, the Cowboys can make it to the Super Bowl if they have all their pieces, I believe.
I believe they can if they have all their pieces, too. Like, the ebb and flow of an NFL season where people, fans, media, players get up and they get down. They get up on the highs. They get really down on the lows. Like, seriously, like the NFL, just get to the tournament.
Like, I still believe the Cowboys' offense is elite.
Yep.
And I think that their defense can shine enough with the full complement of guys in order to support the offense and make their run.
Get to the tournament with a little bit of luck on your side. You know, hey, a ball bounces here. A defensive pass interference goes your way there, and all of a sudden you've pulled an upset and you're in the NFC Championship game and all bets are off. This team could beat any team in the NFL on any given day.
Yep.
They just can. Their offense is that good. They're good enough. So, yeah, they are still a Super Bowl contender, but, obviously it's, the chance that they do win are like, 10%, maybe?
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.